It starts, as many things do, with a man in charge denying that his word choice could possibly be a problem. The thing is, in this case, what he's in charge of is a dictionary. Webster's, actually, which you might say is the dictionary. What follows is a social media storm about gender and obscenity that the women and men in the office may or may not want to deal with. That's the setup for Constellation Stage and Screen's latest production, a new play by Jacqueline Bircher called Webster's, well, the other word rhymes with witch. And I am joined by Diane Kondrat and Jenny Putney, two of the stars of the show. Diane, Jenny, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So great to have you. So, Diane, you play Joyce, and Jenny, you're playing Gwen, and you work in the offices of Webster's Dictionary. How is that going for your characters?
Not well for me today. The guy who is my boss, by only just a margin of authority, is at a conference and says something he shouldn't say about me. And he doesn't know his mic is on, and it goes all over the place. Thanks to Gwen's character's establishment of a Twitter account and a lot of other internet stuff, all of a sudden, private is public, and it's looking ugly.
And I think Gwen is also having a tough day. She's actually the one who's sort of in charge of the social media for Webster's. And there's a lot of things at play for her here in the office between her bosses and herself and all of the colleagues that she's trying to juggle while the outside world watches.
Tell me about the production. How is the creative team bringing a dictionary office to life?
It looks, you know, print is dying. It's one of the first stage directions about what the set is. Print is dying, people. Don't forget, I think, is exactly what it is. So, you know, it's supposed to be a little bit of a sad office, but a lived-in office because Webster's is very old.
The play is very much about questions we're dealing with in society right now, relationship between language and power, patriarchy in particular, who gets to decide what words are acceptable or what they even mean. Did your thinking about the issues in this play, have they changed as you've worked on it?
I was seeing this play out in my real life in my book club, which has the oldest member is 70, the youngest is 35. And we read, it's all women, and we read a lot of books about gender. And the debate about, like, what is feminist and what is not has come into play a lot. And so then when I was cast in this play, I was like, I really can't wait for book club to see this play. And then we can talk about this play, because I think it just starts so many different kinds of dialogues. It really just sort of, like, sets them all up. And who, as you, the audience member, who do you relate to?
And for me, I've seen a lot of plays recently that are issues plays, and the issues dominate the plot line and everything to such a degree that I want to throw rocks at, you know, whoever. And amazingly, the social issues that happen and are presented in the show have more effect on a character level than just like, oh, by the way, I want to talk to you about this, and this is how you should feel about this. And boy, I've seen too much of that recently, and it doesn't happen in the show. So there's a lot of character-driven excitement and heart going on simultaneously with things that should be thought about.
Even though it is about very, like, serious topics, it is, I think, funny. It is
funny. Oh, yeah, it's funny.
There's,
thank,
like,
God.
Thank God. That's, I mean, you know, these people are stuck in this office. It better freaking be. Somebody has to laugh at some point about something. So I think she's crafted this piece that, you know, makes you think, but also at the end of the day is a fun, interesting thing to watch, which I think is important. You don't want to be there, you know, like, okay, I'm learning watching this play. It's not like that. It's fun. Like, you could go for date night. You could go, and it would be great. So that's my sales pitch. Get a glass of wine and go to Webster's. Beep.
Constellation's production of Webster's
Beep
runs Thursday, January 25th through Sunday, February 11th at the Ted Jones Playhouse here in Bloomington. You can find more information at cconstellation.org. Diane Kondrat, Jenny Putney, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Alex Chambers.